Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild guy.
Meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a bus, just thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
That ain't the half. Shit gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold, chip on my shoulder that I dared a nigga to touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared a nigga that much. One deep with the pitch, starting shit for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to puff my L in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some coke, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Shit like this kept a nigga with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm fucking it up.
Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Niggas talking shit like, damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could have been yo. Ass on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40, so I get back looking tight slick again. Fake niggas jump back on my dick again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel, and much respect to all my niggas that kept it real. Kept a nigga strong, kept a nigga from doing wrong. Niggas know who they is, and this is your fucking song. And to my boo, who stuck with a nigga do all the bullshit, you get yours because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm
my feet so I can jack shit up. Welcome to another bonus episode of Riders Live. So today I'm going to be talking about the top moms on TV and film. It's not race specific, so it's just wide open. You know, it is what it is. You're a good mom, you're a good mom, no matter whatever race, creed, color you are. So let's get this thing popping. At number 5, we got Harriet Winslow from Family Matters. You know, Harriet, she a dope mom. She don't play. She the glue to the family. You know, she's the prime example of being a part of a village, what that actually means. And what I mean by that is, you know, allowing Steve to come over and providing guidance and wisdom to everybody in the home and on the show overall. So, number 5 is Harriet Winslow. I love Family Matters. I used to have a crush on Laura. Wow. So, at number 4, we got Maggie Seaver from Growing Pains. Although she's not the biological mother of the children on the show, Maggie is the ultimate stepmother. You know, she provides stability, warmth to the Seaver family. You know, she don't never put none of her little personal interests where she might seem jealous or catty or, you know, being involved with no type of BS with the kids. She don't got no hidden agendas regarding the kids or none of that. So shout out to Maggie Seaver. That's why she made number 4 on my list. So number 3 on my list is Vivian Banks, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, a.k.a. Aunt Viv. Strong-willed, independent mom. She balances the family life in a wealthy environment because she come from the bricks. She the perfect auntie to Will and, you know, Carlton and Hillary. She a good mom. She fair. She don't really get too much in her feelings about shit, but she mean everything that she say. So that's why Vivian Banks is number 3. So number 2 on my list is Rochelle Rock from Everybody Hates Chris. Rochelle was tough. You know, she the prime example of hard times, making things work through challenging circumstances. And she typically, you know, what you will see in the black community as a mom, you know, that they don't show, you know. So Rochelle Rock is number 2 on my list. A lot of people might not agree with her being number 2 on my list, but this my list, y'all. And the number 1 mom that I got down is Claire Huxtable. You know, they got all those kids. You know, Claire Huxtable is played by Felicia Rashad. I think she is the perfect companion for Cliff. They both so calm, maybe because they professional people. Claire's a lawyer. She a loving mom who values education and family. And she don't play. You know, her kids respond to her basically from her tones. So, yeah, Claire's the bomb, period. So my honorable mention for the good moms is none other than Florida Evans. Now, if y'all want to know why Florida didn't make my list, it's because, you know, Florida, to me, she wasn't with the program. She was not with the program. Every time James had a play, she'd always throw some doubt in there. And I feel like, you know, she didn't 100% have James back because she never took the time to listen to what he had to say. She just was knocking it down. Even though, you know, she was watching his back from that aspect, she would never take time to listen to the play or let it manifest. And then, you know, after he died, you know, she turned around and married an atheist. That's crazy. She was holy rolling with James, and then she married, you know, she got up with an atheist who let you know, she let just say and do whatever. So she's my honorable mention. But on my list, we got an ultimate mom. And the ultimate mom is Rock from Raising Kanan. She independent. She a go-getter. She just got that stank on her in a good way as far as her mom. You know what I'm saying? You know, even though she a hustler and all of that, the way that she carry herself, the love she have for her son is unparalleled and unmatched on TV or screen. That's just my opinion. If you feel different, make sure y'all leave it in the comments and let me know who y'all best moms is. But, you know, I couldn't do a best moms without doing the worst moms. So let's get it. So the number 5 worst mom we got is Peg Bundy. To me, you know, I didn't think Peg Bundy was so bad. I thought she was more of a space cadet or an airhead, you know. She was fine, in my opinion. You know, Peg is often depicted as lazy, materialistic, self-absorbed mother. You know what I'm saying? But for their family, to me, the kids understood, so a lot of people might have Peg Bundy as number one, but to me, she ain't that bad. So Peg is number 5 on my list. So number four on my list, Janice Soprano. Now, Janice Soprano, she even tried to get her own son whacked. Need I say more? She a scheming, conniving character. She always create chaos for her family in one way or another. So, number 4 is Janice Soprano, man. Who trying to whack their own son? You know? Now, number 3. Dun, 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 dun. The number 3 worst mom is Nancy Botwin from Weeds. need I say more? First of all, Nancy, you know, she a drug dealer in suburbia, you know. She always putting her family at risk, you know, dangerous situations. She even had the feds coming looking for her. She married the fed. Any mama who drug deal and don't have no consideration for their kids, you never bring drugs where you rest at. You know what I'm saying? So, number three on my list is Nancy from Weeds. Number two on my list, she could have actually been number one or the ultimate mom, but today she number two on my list. And we got naming Bryce mom, Delonda Bryce. You know, her baby daddy was a street nigga by the name of Weebe. And since Weebe was a wild boy out in them streets on the wire, she wanted naming to take on that moniker, but her son, he didn't have it in him. You know, she went to the connect to demand him a pack, demand him his own corner, all that shit. She did everything that you're not supposed to do as a mom. And on top of that, to put a cherry on top, she is ignorant. So Delonda Bryce is number two on my list. I'm sorry, I can't keep from laughing, but it is what it is. Number one on my list, the worst mom on TV. No, you know what? I'm gonna do the honorable mention first. Mother Mary from Precious. I didn't see Precious, but I heard a lot about the movie, and I think I'm going to take the time out to watch it. The mama from Precious, she was physically and emotionally abusive. I think she let her boyfriend sleep with her daughter or something like that, or the boyfriend raped the daughter and got her pregnant or some shit. Yeah. Yeah, the mama from Precious, she the honorable mention. So the number one worst mom I got on my list is Ermine John from Blow, from the movie Blow. Now, if you're not familiar with Blow, her son was George, big time drug dealer, moving weight for, you know, Pablo Escobar and all of that. He took care of the family. He even took care of his mom and dad, but you know, the feds, they came looking for him. Her son was on the run. He talked to his mom and he conveyed like, hey, mom, hey, I'm going to be here. Hey, mom, I'm going to be there. Not only did she sell him out and turn him over to the feds one time, she did it like two or three times. And the last time, it put him away for a long time. So my number one worst mom is Ermine John from the movie Blow. Now the ultimate worst mom. My ultimate worst mom is Margaret White from Carrie, played by Piper Laurie. Now this was one crazy dingbat, religious fanatic, didn't care about her daughter. I mean, she was nuts and batshit crazy. So, if y'all haven't seen Carrie, I would advise y'all to go and watch the original Carrie. It came out in 1976. Y'all go ahead and check that out. This has been another bonus episode of Riders Live. So in the comments, make sure I want y'all to leave y'all best TV moms, and I want y'all to leave y'all worst TV moms in the comments. All right, peace.